a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire.
It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
And welcome back to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It's Tuesday, October 7th, 2014. Happy to have you back. Happy to be here with Slim again. How you doing today, man?
I'm pretty good. Putting in my waivers for my fantasy football league.
Yeah.
The one I'm playing in.
If anyone is sick of fantasy football yet, you've come to the right place. It's about fantasy basketball time. Last night I had Harvin in a lead against DeSean Jackson, and I get to watch Harvin have three touchdowns called back on flags while DeSean Jackson gets a long touchdown. It was brutal. But, you know, fantasy basketball, for some reason, it doesn't make me as mad. And I think the reason is, you know, I do so much work for Razzball on it. I care more about, you know, my calls and my writing than necessarily my teams. And I think just basketball is just more fun. Football's just annoying.
Yeah, basketball, one game isn't going to lose the week for you. You have one or two duds and you move on. In football, you lose.
And another thing I like about basketball is that you can get replacements off the wire a little easier, sort of. Just, it's easier than baseball. I feel like in baseball, if you have three major injuries, you're done. But in basketball, you can still piece together a really good team.
Yeah, you're not going to pick up a 300 hitter, 30 home run, 100 RBI guy in baseball. But in basketball, you know, Oladipo goes down. Someone's got to take up 30-something minutes and do something.
Ben Gordon, pickup of the year. Slim called it. Everyone heard him, right? Ben Gordon is Slim's pickup of the year.
Oh, I thought I was halfway through saying his name when I thought that. Couldn't change it, though. Yeah, I'm not going to recommend Ben Gordon even if Oladipo goes down.
I'm not going to recommend Ben Gordon even if the entire Orlando roster goes down and it's Ben Gordon 1 versus 5. I mean, he's so bad. All right, so let's get into some quick news since we've last been on. Nick Young out 8 weeks, thumb surgery on his shooting hand. I've never liked Nick Young anyway. I thought he's kind of empty scoring, and I just think he's kind of annoying. There's no way.
We're at like 3 weeks, 4 weeks till the season starts.
Yeah, so, you know, at earliest, late November seems about right, you know. That's missing almost a month of the season, at least.
Way too much.
Yeah, you're not touching him in standard leagues, right?
Nope, not at all. And I don't, top 150, he's not in there anymore, right?
No, not at all. And he was a guy that I wasn't going to, I didn't have him in standard league drafts at all. I'm frantically scrolling down my ranks to see where he was because it's way down there. I had him 165. He might be out of the top 200 for me.
Yeah, I mean, 165 was probably already as low as anybody else had him. So hopefully everyone just avoid the situation and pick up a little Wesley Johnson for the first couple weeks.
Yeah, and Johnson had a minor injury in preseason. I believe it was in a preseason game, strained patella, but he seems to be fine. And Kobe looked decent in his first preseason action. We'll get into more preseason stuff a little later. But, yeah, I mean, Nick Young's not going to ever shoot the ball when Kobe's on the floor.
Yeah, this is... Well, you never really saw him as being that kind of guy anyway. He was the Kobe when Kobe's not on the floor, which is pretty much his role last year was the Kobe role. So, yeah, I mean, this no reason to go anywhere near him.
Yeah, agree. Your boy, Kenneth Faried, with a payday. I believe it was...
They were trying to deal him all last year.
Yeah, well, not going to deal him anymore. I don't have it in front of me, but I think it was 5 years, $60 million. Does that sound right?
That's about that. It was a nice payday.
Yeah, so good for him. Played well for U.S. and FIBA. I think he's going to have a pretty good year. I moved him up in the first rankings adjustment a little bit based on what you said, and then looking back at his second half and how...
Yeah, that second half is nasty.
Yeah, and I mean, the big change in the first to second half was more minutes.
And the first 36s were pretty close.
And he's going to play those same minutes that he played in the second half this year, especially I mean, he was anyway without this payday, but now for sure, you know what I mean. I think he's pretty safe.
Yeah, he's almost the face of the franchise after this.
Yeah, I actually think he is the face of the franchise now. I mean, Ty Lawson's a good player, but everyone, I mean, Farid already was kind of a fan favorite as early as his rookie year. Sure. So,
Yeah. Nice highlight reel.
Exactly. So, I agree with you there. Injuries. Josh McRoberts is going to might miss some regular season time, according to Eric Spoelstra, because of his toe surgery. We thought it was going to linger through preseason, but you're the resident Heat expert. What do you think of this news?
I don't really think it plays too much into it. I mean, he should be back pretty soon. Everything I've heard, no one seems to think he's going to be out for a long period of time.
So you're not moving him down your draft board at all?
Well, he was just late round anyway. Yeah. I mean, it's not like he's someone we were targeting.
For sure.
I mean, he's kind of a league specialist, you know, you assist to turnover ratio and threes from a big. He's a specialist.
Yeah, and all in not too big volume, but pretty safe.
Yeah. His minutes are, no one's going to take those from him. That's the other thing. He's a streamer special, too. I probably streamed him more than anybody last year.
Yeah, he was a streamer for me as well. If he does miss, say, 5 games, who's gonna benefit the most for minutes there?
Sean Williams, I guess. Yeah. Stretch the floor a little bit. Kind of a similar guy, I guess.
Yeah, but no one worth getting in even probably a deep league.
Sean Williams was pretty nice last year when he actually played some good minutes. I wouldn't be shocked if he's ownable in, you know, the deepest league.
Yeah.
For a stretch.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Granger might play some power forward, I guess, although that doesn't sound like he'll survive, so that can't be a good idea.
Danny Granger could barely survive walking out of his front door to pick up the newspaper, so I don't know. I don't know if power forward's for him.
Yeah, I hope not. Although it just means, you know, more minutes for James Ennis sooner, so.
Yep, we're going to talk Ennis a little bit when we get into preseason action. Bad end of the week last week for Magic MCLs. First you got Channing Frye spraining his, then Victor Oladipo sprained his the next day on Thursday, then Friday. Oladipo doesn't sound serious. He actually practiced through it and then had I'm assuming the MRI afterwards, and he should be fine. But Channing,
yeah, he's just a kid. He'll play on adrenaline alone.
Exactly, and he's a good athlete. But Channing Frye, that's pretty scary. He's already old and kind of big, and he hasn't been given a timetable yet. Yeah, I'm not touching Channing Frye anymore.
No, there's no need to.
Yeah, I moved him down to 97. I mean, you like his out-of-position threes. Does chip in steals and blocks. And he's going to get minutes. They gave him time, or gave him money.
But he's over 30, so can he still do that? I'm not sure. I don't know if those blocks will be there at that one a game. I don't really trust that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he was going to get to one either, but at the same time, it's just not good. And it doesn't help that the Magic have a bevy of power forwards to...
Yeah, this could be real good news for Tobias.
Yep. Tobias was a guy I ranked, I had him in the late hundreds, and I think I moved him up a tiny bit. I'm trying to find him here, but he's
late 90.
Yeah, I still have him 110. Yeah, he'll move up. Him and Fry should flip-flop, you know, 110 and the 97.
Sounds about right.
Even though Fry might not miss any regular season time, this is just not a good start. Not good juju in the water, if that's a phrase. I don't think it is.
Say it is one now.
Jameer Nelson, I've been saying all preseason, all through doing the ranks, that I thought he was going to start and get a lot of minutes because Raymond Felton is absolutely terrible. And Devin Harris, while a pretty good player, he just can't hold up to a big workload, which is unfortunate because I really like watching Devin Harris play, but he just is too injury prone. So coach has come out and said Nelson's going to start. Pick him up. Get him late. I mean, I don't think he's going to have those 7-8 assists that he had with the Magic, but, you know, 4 or 5, not too many turnovers, hit some threes. He's a really good late-round pick for me.
Yeah, he's a fourth point guard. I wouldn't want him as my third. That would be a stretch. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, and certainly I want all the upside guys first, you know, your Reggie Jacksons.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, if he's there and I only have 3 point guards and I only, you know, last couple of picks, why not?
Totally with you there. I have him 117. Are you taking right now Jameer Nelson or Mario Chalmers?
I'll take Nelson. You know, Chalmers will probably win the steals, but he's got competition from Norris Cole. And Chalmers looked so bad last year in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
He could just completely fall apart again. Yeah. Nelson looks kind of safe right now.
I have Chalmers 121, so I'm with you there. I'm trying to see other point guards around here. I think we'll both unanimously say Nelson over Trey Burke.
It's close. If I needed to safe pick, if I'd go Nelson, but you know, Trey Burke has enough upside left. And he's going to give you at least 1.5 threes, which really, that's why you own Nelson. So, I don't know. That's pretty close. I wouldn't be surprised if their stat lines are eerily similar at the end of the year, actually.
Yeah, it's possible. I just think Nelson's going to shoot. Even though he shoots so many threes, his field goal percentage is going to be so much better. One more. Jameer Nelson, I know they're kind of different players, or Rodney Stuckey?
Yeah. You're going for two different things there.
Yeah, I think Nelson that's
is
hard.
A good free throw shooter, but not enough volume like Stuckey gives you.
Yeah, and then, so, you know, Nelson.
If I wasn't worried about threes, I'll take Stuckey all day.
Yeah, me too. And I have Stuckey ranked ahead. I'm probably going to take Stuckey, but it kind of, like you said, kind of depends on your point guard depth. You're not really drafting Stuckey to be a point guard, even though he is a point guard in Yahoo. He's more of a shooting guard type.
I'd rather play him at the two.
Yeah. Any other news you want to hit on before we talk about preseason action?
Oh, well, Ty Lawson was out there. I mean, I guess that's preseason action, but I was really glad to see Ty Lawson out there for game one.
Yeah.
I've been worried about him. We had him really high ranked.
Yep.
So him playing game one of the preseason means he's okay. He's fine. Our ranking is where we should be drafting him, I think.
Yep, agree. You know, there was a news bit that came out late last week that he had bone damage to his ankle and it's going to need, you know, to be addressed often through the season. It didn't really worry me too much, to be honest. We have him 24. I think that's where you should get him, right around the turnaround if you had an early pick, you know, the kind of second round.
And he came out and said that he was going to be shooting more this year. He said something about getting 12, 13 shots last year and wanted to up that to 15, 16. So he's looking to be aggressive, it looks like.
Yeah, that's
it's
as long as a Flalo doesn't just chuck the ball every time he touches it, which is what he does. It's his M.O.
He doesn't move it around? I always thought he moved around a little bit.
A little bit.
J.R. Smith.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Any other news?
That pretty much hits it.
Did you see that Tristan Thompson might start at center? Razzball favorite, Tristan Thompson.
I can't wait for, you know, him against Drummond.
Oh, man.
That matchup will be so one-sided.
It'd be like watching a 17-year-old play in a U-10 league. I mean, that's what Drummond against him will look like.
Yeah, he's going to get a 20-20 on him. I don't see how Tristan could stop it. He's way undersized, and you know what's there's no way. It's going to be bad. This won't last. I mean, maybe this is making him draftable to some people. Not me.
I mean, Varejao, he's still there and still
the problem.
Able to rebound.
Varejao's minutes now are no good.
And then you can shift Kevin Love to the five in certain situations. Don't touch
him. I heard about that too. Is he going to stop Dwight Howard? Dwight Howard versus, you know, Kevin Love? How well is that going to go?
Well, I don't think, I think it will be just shifted on lineup. I don't think they're going to start that way, especially with LeBron losing weight.
But for 4 or 5 minute stretches, that's just going to be complete domination. They'll go from a tied game to down by 10 in 2 minutes.
Well, that's what Tristan Thompson is good for. That's for sure.
Well, it ain't blocks, that's for sure.
Well, is it being good at basketball? That's what. All right, so let's transition, if I can speak correctly, into some preseason action. Preseason started over the weekend. We actually have games to talk about. This is a revelation for us. We've been doing this without any, there's some summer league, but whatever. And we're skipping the Cavs versus Maccabi Tel Aviv. That's not real. I mean, that's like a news bit coming out. LeBron James scored 42 points as himself in NBA 2K5 in preseason. I mean, that doesn't. So we're gonna skip that.
But they started Gennaro Pargo at point guard. That's an NBA caliber point guard, right?
was that a joke or is that?
No, they really did.
No. It,
10 years ago,
was being an NBA caliber point guard the joke?
Oh, well, he got some minutes.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'll wait to see what the Cavs do once they play an actual team.
Yeah, there were three guys with like 15 rebounds. It was pointless.
Yeah. So I want to start with, the Pelicans had one of the early games. They've already played two preseason games. And Drew Holiday played 10 minutes in the opener and then played 25 minutes on Monday night. So that was a Saturday, then Monday game. I mean, that's two pretty quick games to play for a guy that, you know, still had injury concerns and a guy that we both like a lot. I think that's incredibly encouraging.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him at all. Not at all.
So that was one of the most optimistic things I saw so far this preseason is him being in two games already with only one day off in the middle. So get Drew Holiday. He's going to have a good year.
Yeah, he's been underdrafted too.
Yeah, for sure. I've seen him go in like the fifth round, sixth round, and we have him 35, so we're definitely high on
him. Two rounds earlier?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I have a couple guys like that. What can you do? James Ennis looking good for your Heat. Looked really aggressive. Got 10 attempts at the free throw line. Made 8, 17, 6, 1, 1, 0, 23 minutes.
He can block a shot, he can steal. He's got everything you want from a fantasy player. We just need the minutes. And considering, you know, he's backing up Wade, Luol Deng, and Danny Granger, he's got to play. At some point, he's going to be a top pickup.
So say somehow it happens that all three of those guys stay healthy through the year and only miss, you know, games here and there, you know, Wade, Deng, and Granger. How many minutes do you think Ennis will get in that mix?
Yeah, that could go either way. He could get a DNP to 30 the next night.
Yeah.
That's tough. Yeah, as long as all three are healthy, he's going to be tough to own. But if one goes down, he should get 25 pretty easily.
Let's just say for the sake of argument, Deng misses the whole second half.
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah, if that happens, then he starts over Granger because Granger can't start anymore.
Yeah, no way.
And yeah, you're looking at 30 plus minutes easy. There's just nobody else that can take those minutes.
Yeah,
and he's so much more athletic than anyone else on that team.
So I'm not trying to ruin your REL, Razzball Elite League draft, with 20 teams, but I bet you're going to be bidding them up a little bit.
I mean, I've got them at about $3 right now.
Yeah.
Which means nobody else has them that high. There's no way.
I don't think so. I don't even think anyone will nominate them unless they're just going to they're just being a dick and listening to this and remembering to nominate them early.
Oh, I think you just got bleeped.
I might have. So let's see. Terrence Ross, he's a guy you like a lot. I like, I guess not that much, but he bruised his knee. Going to get an MRI. I think he either had the MRI yesterday or today. We're still waiting on results.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
You a little worried?
Not too much. I'm more worried about all the depth they have behind them.
Yeah, I mean,
Revis Vasquez and Lou Williams, that's his minutes right there. I don't like that. I still like his upside, and as a last pick in a 12-er, sure, why not? Because he should still be good for 2 threes a game and a steal, even in, you know, less than 30 minutes, just less than 30 minutes. So
Yeah,
it doesn't really affect me too much.
Good thragging off pick late. I agree with you there.
I still love the Dynasty. In a Dynasty league, I still think he has huge upside.
Yeah, sure. You own them in REL, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think I got them for like $6, which is completely reasonable for me to sit on.
Oh, for sure. That's great. I mean, I have KCP at 12 or 13. I like that KCP value too, and probably rather have Ross.
Steals upside. Terrence Ross just doesn't have the steals upside that I kind of hoped he would.
Yeah. So, all right, time to hop on the hype train. KJ McDaniels, what? Four
started
blocks.
Started that hype months ago.
I know. Slim's been all over this, and I think this is going to shoot him up draft boards a little bit, especially if your draft's anytime soon. But four blocks on Monday night, plus got two steals. His line is still a little weird. 1-4-0-2-4. Yeah, only 20 minutes. You know, still
started the second half.
Yeah. I still like him for the out of position blocks. If you haven't gotten blocks short up with your big men, get McDaniels, but I'm still not gonna really reach for him.
I mean, have you really seen someone's draft where it's like, oh wow, you just dominated blocks, you don't need to worry about blocks anymore?
A few times. A lot of the free throw punt teams.
Pretty rare. Well, okay. But he's a good free throw shooter. He's an 80% plus free throw shooter.
Well, yeah.
So he's going to give you blocks without the punt. Yeah, I want him bad. I want him in the REL, too, which is going to be... I'm thinking he's going to be like a $10 guy in that league.
Yeah, he will. A lot of people seem to like him. I won't be in on him. And it's worth noting that it's interesting that he did... I don't think we've talked about this yet, that he did a one-year deal... instead of the standard rookie contract, because the 76ers like to have rookie flexibility and kind of either string them along or be able to trade. So he might be playing for a big contract next year. I don't know what that really does for his value. I mean, that's kind of off-the-court speculation, but I think that's kind of weird that he did that. And in a dynasty, I think that's a little scary because I don't know if he's going to get the same kind of minutes on any other team unless he just really goes off.
Yeah, here's what I kind of read into it, that he thinks they're going to play him a lot. And as long as he plays a lot, he thinks he'll do just fine. So somewhere I'm reading between the lines that the 76ers have already told him he's going to play.
Yeah.
Because why would you do it if you're going to sit the bench? That would be just career killing.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, and I do think he'll play, but I do think he's kind of in a weird rotation, and he still lacks a little bit of some offensive polish, and that's obviously not why you're drafting him anyway, but...
No. He scored 17 last year as a... I think he was a senior, right?
Yeah, he was an upperclassman for Clemson.
Yeah, maybe a junior, but yeah, he was a decent scorer in college. It's not like he was a... You know, Nerlens Noel had trouble scoring in college, if I remember right.
Sure, but he was a freshman and only played half a year. So as a last, you know, last round or two to get the blocks, I have no problem with that.
No, he's really flying up the draft board. So it's going to be, I don't know if he's going to be there in the last round, but he's not someone I'm going to go top 100 draft pick for. That's just too much hype.
Yeah,
at
I agree
some point,
with you
the hype passes the value.
Yep, and that easily could happen. Talk about a guy with hype that went the other way. Marcus Smart. Rough start. He did have a pretty decent line, but shot 0 for 8, including 0 for 5 from deep. Ended up with a 2-3-6, 2 steals, 1 block line in 27 minutes. I mean, good to see him hit all the cats, but 0 for 8.
And it's good
8.
To see him take that many threes.
Well, that's the thing. Well, if he's taking them in preseason... and not making them, then they're going to... Brad Stevens is going to be like, all right, Marcus, no more. You're shooting within 15 feet of the rim, or you're not shooting.
Yeah, that scares me, because if he's not taking... Well, you know, his value is going to come from his steals. That's his top. That's why you want him. So even if he doesn't become a big scorer, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
If I need the steals, I want him. So, in a dynasty, nothing's changed.
Where would you take him in a 12er right now? Because, I mean, I think he's going to be drafted before the last couple picks because with Rondo hurt. I mean, he's a guy I'm just not drafting at all.
No, if I needed steals, I wouldn't want him as a fifth point guard because then you're getting just too thin on the rebounds. But as a fourth point guard and I needed steals, I'd be okay with it. you know, he's going to be a streamer anyway. He's probably getting dropped when Rondo comes back, so.
Yeah.
I couldn't take him at past, you know, any earlier than the last two rounds, three rounds, tops.
I see upside in other guys. So, like, are you going to take Marcus Smart now or Jameer Nelson?
Oh, it's so different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really close. I mean, I'd take Jameer Nelson.
Yeah, me too. And you're going to take Chalmers or Marcus Smart?
Yeah, that's pretty close too. I would go for the upside for Smart and see what happens.
Interesting. I'd still go Chalmers.
I like Chalmers, and the numbers I put for Chalmers are phenomenal, but I don't trust him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I write some of those numbers, those projections down. It's like, you know, I look at the numbers. I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But I still write it down. I mean, I can't change it.
Yeah. You have Chalmers. I don't sleep. You have Chalmers for 11.5 points, 5.6 assists, and 1.7 steals, while also 1.7 trades. I mean, if he does that, he's a top 100 player.
Yeah. I mean, that's him pretty much taking the ball half the time.
Yeah.
Whereas LeBron took it just about every time.
Yeah, so, I mean, those two are close. I would take Chalmers, even though I think his numbers are a little less than that. But I just don't think Smart's a good fantasy fit. His teammate, Evan Turner, if you want to talk about a performance in preseason to not believe in, this is the one so far. Because 15 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, no blocks. Shot 5 for 11. Hit his only tray, 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Really, really effective game.
Nice game.
And he's terrible.
31 minutes.
Yeah. 31 minutes, which is weird given it's the first game of the preseason, but Jeff Green didn't play because of his calf. You don't want Evan Turner. Don't draft Evan Turner.
No, and he's going to get picked up. You know, people are going to see what he did last year and think that maybe they'll get that. But, yeah, at best, if everyone goes down and he gets the starting small forward job and everything is great, he's still not top 100.
I think he might be just by attrition if that happened, because that'd be at a point in the season where probably a bunch of people are hurt. But his percentages are not good, you know, just barely.
Yeah, he's a low threes guy. He's a low steals guy.
Yeah, so... Don't draft like Evan Turner. Don't look at this line and say, "Oh, time to get the hype train on Evan Turner." No, bad draft.
Like, can we start a preseason fantasy league? Is it too late for that?
First pick, Evan Turner. one more performance through preseason. Jeremy Lin. I thought this was the oddest stat of preseason. Got 10 assists. The first dime bag of preseason. Good job, Jeremy Lin. Shot 0 for 6 from the field. Shot 1 for 3 free throws. His final line, 1 point, 3 rebounds, 10 assists, and 1 steal. But, I mean, those 10 assists, it makes me think that seeing him for a couple assists here and there, you know, Steve Nash is horrible and old. Lin's going to play a lot.
Yeah, I mean, Nash started this game and Lin played behind him. But Nash played 20 minutes, which I don't think he can do more than that in the regular season anyway.
No.
I'm fine with Lin. You know, there's like no upside. But, yeah, he can do that Kendall Marshall role pretty well, apparently.
Yeah. Nash might not be able to play 20 minutes all season, let's be honest. But you have Lin, and this kind of surprised me. I don't remember if I took note of this before, but you projected him for 6.2 assists. If he does that, I mean, that's pretty good for a point guard to get in, you know, the mid to late rounds.
Yeah, with all those caveats of extremely high turnovers, not a great free throw shooter, field goals could get ugly. So, yeah, I mean, you know, if you really are desperate for the assists, sure.
Well, I mean, but
he's a fourth point guard. He's not a third.
All those things you described is interesting because that's exactly describes Elfrid Payton. You know, bad free throw shooter, field goals will get bad, nice assists and bad turnovers.
I don't know, but I don't. I think Payton's going to have some really high end rebounds for a point guard.
That's true.
And I don't believe he's going to be a bad field goal percent guy because I don't think he's going to take jumpers.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get 48, you know, 480 plus. because he's going to take easy shots.
That and the volume should be pretty low for Peyton because he's just...
Oladipo is going to take so much pressure off him.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, no, Alfred Payton, there was somebody telling us the other day in a 10-team league that Alfred Payton wasn't drafted, and that mm-hmm. I was shocked.
I saw that, too, and I agree. I mean, I have Payton 83, Lynn 84. Alfred Payton is a guy, just because of point guard depth, and we've talked about this a lot, falls off so fast. Definitely get that guy. Looking ahead real quick to preseason action for tomorrow, or for tonight. I don't know the day of the week anymore.
We're not going to talk about your boy Solinger?
No.
Is 4-for-15?
Solinger.
I hate Solinger. Everyone's pumping him up, but I hate his field goal percent.
I mean, I just think he's going to be decent. I didn't rank him that high.
No, but, you know, he's a double-double guy, and for some reason that gets people, but... At 45% field goal percent, you know, I don't want that.
Well, he's able to knock in a tray, and I think he'll get 2 assists a game. I mean, I think that helps a little bit.
Half a steal, half a block?
Yeah, I mean, all that, I'm not saying there's really upside there, but
okay.
I just think it'll be decent. But yeah, for preseason action tonight, we're going to see Wiggins in his debut. That'll be fun to watch. Exum will have his debut. We'll see how bad he looks against another NBA team. And really interesting, Chandler Parsons is going to debut against his former Rockets tonight. So,
do you know where it is? Is it in Houston?
I think it's in Houston, but I don't know for sure.
I hope so.
So we'll chat more about those, and then I'm going to have an update up tomorrow.
It's in Dallas.
Oh, it is? That's less fun.
Yeah, that is a lot less fun.
I hope Parsons...
The crowd would have really let him hear it.
Yeah. I hope Parsons gets, like, a hard foul, or gets fouled hard, and Mark Cuban runs onto the floor. That's what I'm, that's what I'm hoping for.
Mark Cuban just wants the camera to point at him. That's all he wants.
Oh, exactly. Although I do like him on Shark Tank. I like that show, Shark Tank. I think it's
I haven't seen it. I've heard people talk about it, but I still haven't seen that one.
Yeah, I mean, I went to business school, so, you know, hearing all the businessy things and then seeing all these new business ideas, It's interesting. I can see how it'd be dry for a lot of people, but I find it entertaining. All right, so let's get into some team reviews. Thanks, everyone, for posting your teams up for us to review. As a reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, go to the post. If you want your team reviewed, put it in the comment on today this podcast article on Razzball. We'll keep reviewing these through the preseason, and let's get underway. First team here is from Dono. Is that how you would say it? D0NNO?
Yeah, I'm letting you do the pronunciations. I'm not touching them.
All right, we're going to go with Dono. So, this is a 12-teamer. He had pick number 7. I like it. I think he got some good picks, but I still think... I don't really like teams that don't have the great point guard depth, even though he did get MCW really late, which I like to see.
Yeah, that's good stuff. But he says here he went Carmelo, and he had the choice between Carmelo and Ibaka, and he chose Melo. But then he went Griffin, Conley, Favors, Korver. There's no blocks.
Yeah.
It's a punt blocks team. But if it went Ibaka, it would have just completely altered that. He could have gone these same exact picks and been one of the best at blocks.
Yeah, that's why we like Ibaka so much. And I mean,
yeah, I like Ibaka over Carmelo. I'll take that every time because that team is just easier to build.
Me too. And with Melo, you don't really need Blake Griffin next to him. That's a little bit of an overflow of points.
But you know, he got Markieff, which
love that.
Yeah, Roto World is pumping up Markieff like crazy right now.
I've seen that, and we were before them on that. We talked about that 2 months ago.
Yeah, when I heard Fry get traded, Markieff. Yeah. We'll stay PG. All right, what's next?
All right, so next team, Spearmint Rhino. I'm gonna go with Rhino. Mm-hmm.
I got it.
So he said,
like the strip clubs.
He said, huge punt strategy. So We'll talk about that. I'm guessing field goal percentage is one of his.
No, it's a free throw. It's a free throw. It's Dwight.
Oh, I see Dwight now. Yeah. So this is 12 team. Got LeBron 3, but Wade at 22 is too high.
LeBron and Wade on the same team. Why? It's not fair.
That's a pretty funny combo.
I'm on the team. No, but Wade at 22 is too much. I can't do that. I mean, you know, he's saying all the right things. Oh, I want to play 82 games. I want to shoot threes, but no. No, I don't it's not going to happen.
I want a golden goose now.
There you go.
Dwight at 20. Dwight at 27. That seems a little high, but I mean, if you're punting free throws, I guess, but we've talked about how I'm not a big punter. I do like MCW. Yeah, those picks at 4-5, Oladipo, MCW, those are some good point guards, so.
Yeah, I mean, it went full block or full punt free throw with Josh Smith and Bogut. Markeith at 118. Ugh.
Yeah, that's – and Giannis at 142.
I think everybody that reads Razzball is going to have Markeith on their team.
Yeah, and Giannis. I mean, Giannis went 73, I think, in my first RCL. I mean, and we've seen him go into the mid-hundreds multiple times, so –
This team went with Lin, and it went with Lin as a kind of a fourth point guard with Wade and Oladipo, if we call them point guards. Well, they got LeBron, so that's fine. So yeah, that would be Lin as a fourth point guard. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So while I don't really like those early picks of Wade and Dwight, those late round picks make up for it for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good team.
All right.
I'd look to move Wade, which is going to be tough. But
I would too.
That's the only thing.
Who would you move Wade for? I'm trying to think of Drummond. I mean, Drummond wouldn't take him.
I'd start with Millsap. I mean,
oh yeah, that's a good one.
By everybody.
Yeah, actually, I like that one a lot. Yeah, if you can get Wade and trade him for Millsap, that would help this team a lot.
Yeah, and Millsap isn't a great free throw shooter, so it's not like, you know, he's going to fit into the strategy pretty well.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. So next team, Nino. Thank you for having an easily pronounceable name, Nino. That makes you my favorite commenter of the day.
I wonder if there's supposed to be one of those things over the end, though. It might be Nino.
That's true, but I think I don't think it's had a tilde on it. I don't know if the comments will carry a tilde over.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they will.
I'm not quite sure.
Didn't like that.
We'll have to ask the programmers to fix that. Call Rudy. Where's Rudy Campbell? I need tildes now. All right, so this is a 10-team head-to-head ESPN, 8 categories. He said he went for assist threes, steals, points, and free throw percentage, so I'm assuming went for some point guards. Really no big men on this team. I think that's...
Well, I'm assuming Millsap plays center for him.
That's true.
Millsap and Markeith. Every team has Markeith. And Hibbert, yeah, it's... I mean, the blocks are not winnable. Rebounds are not winnable. It's punting too much. I don't mind punting one category. Oh, there's 3 categories being punted in 8 category league. It's too much.
Yeah, I do.
4% has no chance.
I do like the back-to-back point guards and Wall Lillard, and then Oladipo in the 6th round. That's ridiculous value. I just and you know, Thad Young in the 5th. I'm good with that. I think what really would have made this team a lot better is Monta Ellis at 4 being getting a big man there instead.
Yeah. A favors.
Yep. I'm having deja vu. I think we told another team somewhat similar advice. I don't know if you remember that, but yeah, try to get favors. Noel maybe even if you believe in him like I do. I think one extra big man would help that team a lot.
Yeah, I mean the assists aren't dominant either. You got Wall and Lillard, you know, Ellis, Oladipo, Stuckey. That's not a dominant assist team.
You're right. I mean, it's not dominant, but I didn't even think
when
of
you're
that
putting, as... when you're putting 3 categories in an 8 category league, you got to dominate those other 5.
Actually, that's kind of true, especially since it's a 10 team as opposed to a 12 team. There's going to be some good assist teams. So
yeah, I would look to make some moves. I would try to get a big, get a little bit better in those blocks and rebounds, so you're not quite guaranteeing the loss. And just be competitive. Be competitive in everything, and it'll be fine. The late picks of, you know, Markieff and Stuckey, J.R. Smith, is nothing wrong with that too. Yeah, this team will be fine. Just needs one move.
Needs a little TLC, but not bad. All right, so fourth team here, we've got Richo. I think Richo, not Rico. I don't know. Could be wrong. This is a 9-category head-to-team 14-teamer, so a little bit deeper. I really like this team. I think this is a pretty solid team. We have Curry 3. Curry fell to 5th. Then getting Kawhi and then Millsap 2 and then 3 in a 14-teamer is an unbelievable start.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Drummond at 52 because of his keeper rule, but Drummond at 52 to make up not getting a high-end big, a high-end rebounding big. Yeah, it's those first four picks. There's nothing else I would rather have won. You know, I mean, besides like a Durant, but those are phenomenal first four picks.
And add in
it's a little shy on assists, but he goes Drew right after it.
Yeah, so. I was about to say add in Drew for the 5th pick, and we talked about Drew earlier. I mean,
this team would be very competitive 61. In a 12-teamer.
Woo! I don't like Deron Williams at all, but the value at 89th pick, I mean, why the hell not? I don't mind that at all. Then he went back-to-back Bucks, getting Giannis and Henson. I like that. Got Draymond Green late. I like that move. He dropped McRoberts for him. Totally with that.
No, it's the other way around.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he traded Draymond and got McBob.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, interested in your opinion of dual eligibility, Curry, Kawhi, PBev, Smithy, Millsap. He traded for those three. So Wiggins, Draymond, KCP for Josh Smith, McBob, Beverly.
Gotcha. Well, overall that trade,
I like the other side.
Yeah, I do too. I like the other side better. But
I would look to move Josh Smith. If there's value from Josh Smith equal to Wiggins, I would look to move him.
Yeah, I would too. I definitely prefer Wiggins over Smith. All right, so team number 5, we've got Clyde Pronto. What's up, Clyde? Clyde's a long-term listener and commenter. Good to see you, Clyde. So this is the emasculating hoops lozenges RCL. That's it's a pretty fun name. I think he just kind of lists out his roster, doesn't have it pick by pick, but I like this team. I love Ibaka Favors as your bigs, and that allows you to kind of fill out your guards a little easier. Does have 3 pretty good point guards, or 4 if you count Lin put in there. This is a solid
Dragic,
team.
Dragic as a shooting guard is awesome.
Yes.
That's great. That means you get to play an extra point guard without having to, play a wing that doesn't give you assists. So, I'm a little worried about a couple of positions. Iguodala, he was so bad last year.
Yeah, that was probably one of his last picks and just kind of...
I'm sure. Yeah. It's hard to say there's upside, but at least he can't do worse than last year, right?
Well, if he comes off the bench to run the second unit...
Yeah,
if
Draymond starts,
so
Iguodala will not be ownable.
Oh,
Ibaka Favors.
That's awesome.
Love that combination.
Yeah, I love that too. That was the first thing I saw, and then past that, the point guard depth. I do want to note that I don't think I've written this anywhere, but and I didn't really think about it till after the first RCL draft. Curry at 3, being able to put him at shooting guard on my RCL team and not have to worry about that position till the end of the draft. I mean, that was really, really big for getting Curry early. So it's another reason I like Curry so much.
So. Yeah, there's a lot of upside shooting guards late. So if you can fill that spot with a guarantee early guy and you can just deal with the upside, you're going to be ahead of everyone else.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the next shooting guard I took was until Rodney Stuckey in the double-digit rounds. So that's exactly what I did. Sorry, Clyde. Sorry for the tangent, but love your team. Very, very well done. Good job, Clyde.
There's no major issues here. It's not like, Yeah, this is a good team.
Yep. And last one here, Jeff. Jeff said he's a new reader. Appreciate you dropping by, Jeff. So this is an interesting one. 20-team league where it's an ESPN points league. Now, I will say I have done points leagues, but it's actually been a couple years now. It's just kind of the way things have gone, playing in RCLs and all that sort of thing. So looking at his points values here, points are 1, rebounds and assists are 2, block steals, 3s are worth 3, and made miss shots plus minus 0.5. That sounds pretty standard.
That's good values for block steals and 3s, though. When I see block steals and 3s equal to points, then they're useless.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate that.
You just want all scores, then.
Yeah. When you make Tristan Thompson good because of league settings, then I don't like that.
That should be your bumper sticker. I will say that in points leagues like this, what I tend to do with points only 1, and then rebounds is the big cat for me. With them worth 2, you can get those big rebound guys, and they're just so much more valuable.
With rebounds equal to assists makes rebound. There's more rebounds than assists.
Exactly.
So that's the way to go.
So I love that he got Al Jefferson at 15th. I think that's good value. Went back-to-back point guards, and then really love Fareed at 66.
That's phenomenal for these settings. These settings he's going to be really good at.
I think that might be one of the steals of the drafts. Overall, though, I mean, it does have a good balance of players, but, man, things thinned out really quick towards the end of this.
Yeah. I mean, Miles Plumlee at 146 is okay. You know, he's a decent rebounder.
Mm-hmm.
Should get some decent minutes. And that late, it's nice to have something you can actually rely on.
Yeah, Avery Bradley's a good rebounder for being a guard, but 106 still seems a little high.
I bet there was other guys at that point that I would have rather had, especially with these settings.
Yeah.
I like the upside of KCP and Otto Porter that late, 215 and 226.
Yeah,
I mean, they could very well get dropped for the first decent free agent, but you know, if something, a miracle could happen and they could be really good to start. So why not?
Yeah. Who else are you going to draft at that point?
Yeah.
And I mean, if Bogut stays healthy for this team, we got it 95th, I think he'll be competitive. But I would have liked to see another big. I mean, I know Rubio at 55 is good value, but I don't know. I guess that's fine given that.
Yeah, I don't mind Rubio there. You know, the steals are worth a goodly amount, and the 2 points per assist. You know, being a low scorer isn't that bad.
Yeah,
as long as you keep volume down.
I'll just say, like I said before we started, that big men are what I aim for in points leagues like this, you know, getting the rebounds and blocks. And they also don't miss many shots, so you don't get a lot of those negative .5s a pop. So
yeah, and you get one that can shoot a 3, like Kelly Olynyk at 175, that could be a huge steal.
Yeah.
There's a lot of potential right there in these settings.
That's a good call. I imagine Kevin Love would be Kevin Love last year would have been one of the points leaders in this. Maybe not this year. We all know your stance on Kevin Love. So.
Yeah. You know who's really good in this league? Draymond Green.
Yeah, he would
block steals and 3s. Decent rebounder.
Good percentages. Won't miss too many shots.
Yeah. If he was drafted late, I'd make a little bid on him. See if Avery Bradley will fly or something like that.
You want to know who sadly might be decent in this league? Andrea Bargnani.
You think so?
Yeah. Pick up some rebounds. I mean, in like the 150s kind of way. So.
Yeah. Did you even rank him?
Yeah, he's ranked. You made fun of me for my rank of him. I have him even higher than 150. I think I have him in like the 130s or so.
That means I actually projected him too. That's scary. That doesn't mean I don't own him.
Yeah, I have him 137. You gave him a pretty good projection. 13 points, 4.6 rebounds, almost a block, 0.8 a game, 0.8 threes. Yeah, that's actually not a really good projection. But, you know, he can do a little bit of everything. So.
Yeah, there's one projection. One number I left off all those. Games played. Yeah. Tough to project, but, you know, some of those, if I throw like a 60 at Wade, that'll probably keep people away.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm kind of glad you didn't, because there's so many, there's just too much fluctuation with that. I mean, a perfectly healthy guy goes down and gets hurt for the year all the time. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, that's pretty much it for hoops. You watching anything lately? Anything good on the TV, on the movie screens?
Yeah, there's some new shows starting.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's watching the Mysteries of Laura, I think it's called.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's regular TV. It's, you know, it's like CSI, like Law and Order, but not taking itself seriously. It's okay. I mean, yeah. It's not terrible. I've seen worse.
Do you watch Walking Dead?
Oh, yeah.
That starts.
When's it back?
That starts this Sunday.
This Sunday, okay. Yeah. There we go.
So we'll have to talk. Yeah. We'll have to talk Walking Dead if you catch it for next week.
Yeah, this first couple of episodes in the first season of Walking Dead, if that was a movie, it'd be the best zombie movie ever made.
Yeah, that pilot episode was awesome.
Yeah.
Really got me hooked.
Yeah, that was really, really good. That I was hooked from the beginning.
Yeah, me too. And then a lot of people got mad that it kind of lagged at the farm, but I thought it was fine. So.
Well, there's another one, Madam Secretary with Taya Leone.
Yeah, I've heard of that one. I like Taya Leone.
Got a little West Wing feel to it. It's not bad.
Interesting.
I watched the first episode. They're like three episodes in, but I saw the first one, and I'll check out the second. It was good enough. I like Taya Leone.
Yeah, me too. And then did you watch Twin Peaks back in the day, or have you seen Twin Peaks?
Nope, don't know it.
It was a big show in the early 90s, but it's going to come back for a short season on Showtime, I think, in like 2016, but it's a huge cult show that, since you haven't seen it yet, you should watch Twin Peaks if you have time. I know you watch everything else, but
what is it? A drama?
Yeah. It's like a surrealist drama that kind of starts around a murder investigation, but it's this real quirky town, that just has some really weird, interesting things happen. It's David Lynch. Do you like David Lynch movies?
I don't recognize the name.
Yeah, he's like a more artsy director, but shows.
Your description sound pretty good.
Yeah,
you better check it out.
Yeah, definitely put that.
If I remember it. I mean, it's not like a teeny thing, is it?
No. I mean, it's around a high school senior getting murdered, so there are some teens in it, but it's also about all the adults.
Turned me off in the beginning.
Yeah, it's worth checking out. So. All right, man. I think that's going to do it for today's episode. We're back tomorrow, right? We're doing 2 weeks?
Yeah, we're doing one tomorrow.
I'm excited. So for tomorrow, we're going to talk Fantasy Pros. We've got our rankings on there. Talk kind of some highs and lows, where I am compared to the consensus.
Talk about other people's ratings.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't call them out too often, should we?
We just won't do it by name.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So we'll look forward to that, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good afternoon, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, peace.
Adios.